Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Hazrat Mufti Saab, hope you are in the best of health on this beautiful Monday morning. Mufti Saab, the platform is yours. Fadwal, inshallah.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Barakallahu feekum Maulana Salim Kareem. Jazakallahu khairan to our technicians, Brother Junaid Khan and Brother Zakaria. نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم أما بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إِنَّكَ أَنْتَ الْعَلِيمُ الْحَكِيمُ. All praise is due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader, Nabi Muhammad Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. Today, with the grace and mercy of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala, is the 21st of Ramadan Mubarak 1445. And with the grace and mercy of Allah Jalla Wala, we focus on chapter 25, Suratul Furqan, the criterion. We come into the ending of this particular chapter and surah. So chapter number 25 and verse number 76. So in yesterday's lesson, we informed you that people who inculcate, imbue within themselves these aforementioned qualities, then Almighty Allah Jalla Wala will grant them the tall skyscrapers, the wonderful balconies, and because of their devotion, dedication. So what will happen after they enter there? Chapter 25, verse number 76. خَالِدِينَ فِيهَا. They will stay there and dwell there forever and ever eternally. No worry, no sorry, no anxiety. Once they enter, always they will be in healthy conditions and no sickness. Always young and never get old. Always happy and never ever sad. Go open the hadith mentioned there in Muslim Sharif. And thereafter Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam recited the verse, وَتِلْكَ الْجَنَّةُ الَّتِي أُورِثْتُمُوهَا بِمَا كُنْتُمْ تَعْمَلُونَ. This jannat has been given to you and paradise. You inherited it because of your deeds and actions. Our deeds, our actions are the superficial reason. The main and primary reason is the grace and the mercy of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. Therefore, as we enter the last 10 days of Ramadan Mubarak, in our dua and supplication, repeat it often and say, Ya Arhamar Rahimeen, Ya Arhamar Rahimeen, Ya Allah Jalla Wala, you are the most merciful one to show mercy, and that is so beloved to Almighty Allah. And when a person enters there, that paradise, the Jannah, حَسُنَتْ مُسْتَقَرًّا وَمُقَامًا. What a beautiful residence it is, and an abode, so that person beyond his or her perception and comprehension. Let us juxtapose and draw a comparison with that, with the previous one that was told to us in the very same surah and chapter, and that is chapter 25 and verse number 66. Where Almighty Allah Jalla Wala spoke of Jahannam, the hellfire, the furnace, the inferno. And what did Almighty Allah say? إِنَّهَا سَاءَتْ مُسْتَقَرًّا وَمُقَامًا. Verily, this fire and Jahannam is what? سَاءَتْ, horrible, terrible, very bad. مُسْتَقَرًّا وَمُقَامًا, as an abode and a place of residence. sins. So therefore, our aim must be always direct entry into Jannat al-Firdaus al-A'la. And similarly, for our deceased, those who passed away with Iman and Islam, always beg Almighty Allah Jalla wa'ala in these Mubarak days and nights, this honorable blessed day and night, Ya Allah, grant them Jannat al-Firdaus al-A'la, and inshallah for ourselves as well. Allah Jalla wa'ala is Rahim, is Kareem, and according to our du'as and expectations, Allah Jalla wa'ala grant us that hadith Qudsi. Qala an-Nabiyyu sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, Qala Allahu azza wa jalla, Allah ta'ala states, Ana akunu ala dhanni abdi bi, I will treat my servant as he thinks of me and as he considers me. So always remain positive in the mercy of Almighty Allah Jalla wa'ala, then things will be favorable in our life, insha'Allahul Aziz, Allah willing. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. We go to GG. The Gaza genocide today is day number 178. So we say Alhamdulillah, Alhamdulillah, Allahu Akbar. Three Jutlas, three Israelis were stabbed, seriously wounded, and one of them fracked and died also. Alhamdulillah. We're very happy about that, that dispatched straight to hell. Bibi Netanyahu went for operation last night, hernia complications. Allahumma azibhu ya Rabbal Alameen. Normally, when a person has to go for operation in hospital and so forth, we make dua, Allah grant him shifa and cure and a speedy recovery. For Bibi Netanyahu, we say, Allahumma azibhu ya Rabbal Alameen. Ya Allah, how you punish Ariel Sharon and put him 8 years in Sakarat, do the same for this harami and war criminal and butcher of Gaza, punish him through this hernia operation, Ya Rabbal Alameen. Last night, thousands and thousands, one of the biggest crowd ever they have seen since the procession started and protest started, that the Jutlas and Jews, then they're demanding the resignation of Netanyahu, they're demanding the return of the hostages, and they're demanding immediate election. So imagine that is what's happening. Those of you that are in the Gauteng region, you got 1 minute left, 2 minutes left. So start finishing up and preparing for your siyam and your fasting, inshallah. Take your tablet, read more istighfar, make your du'as now. You still got 1 minute left, 2 minutes left. So inshallah al-Aziz, let us prepare positively. The haramis Israel have made, you must remember, killer zones, that wherever they say this is the zone, anybody walks there, no questions asked, they'll shoot him dead. Boy, male, girl, whoever, male, female, civilian, whoever it is, and that are the haramis, the murderers of prophets and messengers, and the baby killers. According to our Arab sources, remember, the amount has gone well over 40,000 now, reaching 45,000-50,000 of people who have been martyred by the Israeli haramis and the murderers and baby killers, and the injured is going to 100,000 and nearby 100,000. So see what they did yesterday. Israeli Defense Force and them attack the Aqsa Hospital, the compound, the outside area, and there were 7 journalists. 4 people died, and remember, 17 were injured. So all these are war crimes. All of these people, they were civilians, no Hamas member there, but they will tell the outside world, this is Hamas, and so forth and so on. But remember, Israel is slowly, slowly, but surely becoming a pariah state. Just look at your Haaretz newspaper of yesterday. The Haaretz newspaper say, throw Israel out of the Olympics. Olympics is starting in France in July. They say, kick them out. Their own newspaper is saying this. Can you believe that? Erdogan, who's also playing a double game, fooling the Muslims, and he's supporting Israel in so many issues. The trade goes on, and sending to them so many other items and so forth. He lost Istanbul. He was the mayor of Istanbul many, many years ago. He's still the president, but these are the key cities. And the main city he thought he will regain, he lost it again, according to the news. So Moscow targets the LGBT. Putin says, we don't want this lesbian and gays here parading here and patrolling here. So a gay club, remember, was raided, and the owner there was even arrested. So a lot of things going on there in Moscow. UK lawyers say definitely Israel is in breach of international and humanitarian law, hence Britain can no more supply arms and ammunition to Israel. Imagine that. This is their illegitimate child and harami and B. And now the whole circle is turning 360 degrees. America sending arms, ammunition, but the Americans, some of them have justice and conscience. So they chain themselves up to the ship there in San Francisco, and they said the ship will not leave with arms and ammunition to Israel. Well done to you Americans there in San Francisco. We salute you for the stance you have taken. Biden, the man who doesn't know his own gender, rubbish he is. As Trump said, he belongs to the garbage truck, remember. So Biden yesterday proclaims a transgender day. Can you believe that? One side they say they're Christians, and then they got transgender day, and then yesterday they had Father's Day. So all this, they make a mockery. So they'll go dump their father, mother in the old age home, and they don't have a care about them, nothing. Once a year they'll come, oh mother, I love you so much, see the gifts and presents I brought for you. Yesterday was Father's Day, so now the sons will go, the daughters will go, oh father, see how much I love you. This is the Western decadent satanic poisonous culture that destroys the family structure and makes every family dysfunctional. Basically, it's only Islam, the savior of humanity, because Islam is the best. We want to share it with the rest. We treasure and value our parents more so when they are old, because we know what they did for us whilst we were infants and babies in our formative years. For us, every day is Father's Day, every day is Mother's Day. You Muslim, you Muslimah, you dumped your parents in the old age home. Wallahi, I have Quran in my hand. Allah's curse is on you, children, grandchildren who have dumped your parents and grandparents in the old age home. I visit them sometimes and I can see the hurt and how they are cursing their children. You'll never make it, remember. You will always be a failure in life. The Pope woke up. The Pope is very ill. He couldn't give the Good Friday sermon, and at short notice he cancelled it. So he's on his way out also. So he says there must be an immediate ceasefire. You can't solve the problem with bombing. You will have to come and have ceasefire and negotiate. Car bombs there in the Syrian market. Many, many people passed away there. Obviously, the finger will be pointed to the rogue apartheid terrorist Nazi regime of Israel. MashaAllah, we say Allahu Akbar, Alhamdulillah, two Israeli pilots or whatever passengers killed there in a light plane in California, America. We say Alhamdulillah, we're very happy. Let them frack, let them die like dogs and be dispatched to Jahannam. And in India, big, big protests going on from the opposition party, the Congress and others. Modi and them having elections in India starting April 21. So one of the senior leaders of the opposition has been arrested, and that is going viral, and big problems there also. You know, India, Pakistan, when they have intikhabat elections, they must be dandali, they must be rigging. So what Modi did, the butcher of Gujarat, that they froze the funds of the Congress party, so they will look for everything now to get them back, you know, get back at them. And that's what's happening. South Africa, it's MK versus MK. What do you understand by MK versus MK? You see, Zuma, that his party that they initiated and will participate in the elections is called MK. That's the new MK. But Zuma is being targeted according to the MK, and they're fearing for his life. Maybe somebody will put him away, you know. So there seems to be some death threats and some threats against Zuma, because without him, MK will collapse, obviously, and they won't make such an impact. While he's there, he will take a lot of votes of the ANC and others there in KwaZulu-Natal. So the ANC is very, very worried. So they're going to say it's to send their MK veterans, the old guys in Umkhonto Zwezi, whatever the name is, the army and the military wing, and they will go to Durban, surrounding all that, and they will try and sway the public. You know, you see the politicians this weekend going to this church and this church and this church, all to fool the public. What they got to do with the church and religion? Their religion is corruption. Their religion is crooking. Their religion is self-enrichment. Their religion is to fool the public and enrich their families. Today is the 21st of Ramadan Mubarak 1445, and it was a Saturday. It was 21st of Ramadan and the 8th year after the Hijrah, the migration from Makkah Mukarramah to Medina Munawwara. The battles took place in Badr, in Uhud, in Khandaq, and then in Khaybar in the 7th year. And then in the 8th year, we find that this was the turning point. Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the Prophet of Islam, with 10,000 Sahaba, marched into Makkah Mukarramah. Abu Sufyan is not yet a Muslim. Sa'ad radiallahu anhu meets Abu Sufyan before the entry of the Master sallallahu alaihi wasallam and addresses Abu Sufyan, Ya Abu Sufyan, Al Yom Yomul Malhama, Aaj Hum Boti Boti Kar Denge, Aaj Hum Kima Kima Kar Denge. Today is a day of Skopskit and Donner. Today we're going to make mincemeat out of you. He started shaking in his boots, Abu Sufyan, when Rahmatul Lil Alameen Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wasallam came. He complained and said, this is what Sa'ad said. Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, no. Al-Yawmu Yawmul Marhama. Today is a day of peace, a day of mercy and compassion. And then the Master alayhi salam said that, see, antumutulaqa, I grant you asylum, and go now, and we forgive you. I don't tell you anything else, but like Yusuf alayhi salam, Joseph told his brothers, la tathriba alaykum al-yawm, yaghfirullahu lakum, that there's no blame on you, may Allah forgive you. That was a great point, remember, a turning point. And what happens after that? Antumutulaqa, that you have asylum and nobody will harm you. 2,000 or more people, that was a large number at that time, and they entered into the fold of Islam. Yadkhuluna fi dinillahi afwaja took place. The 360 idols, some inside the Kaaba Musharrafa, some outside the cube, what you call, all that was smashed to smotherings, and Makkah Mukarramah became Darut Tawheed, a place where Almighty Allah alone will be worshipped and free of idols and so forth. And then slowly the whole Arab Peninsula embraced Islam. So that is our golden history, and we need to teach people. Sayyidina Bilal, the African Muazzin, who was persecuted, tortured there in Makkah Mukarramah, there in Hajj person going for Umrah and to Medina and so forth, go visit Batha Quraysh. On that piece of land, he was placed there in the hot the summer sun and 50 degrees, and the boulders were placed on his chest and tortured. But he said, Ahad, Ahad. On that day, the 21st of Ramadan, Saturday, Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam told him, O Bilal, Allah is going to honor you further. You are my muazzin, caller to prayer. You are my minister of finance. And today, today Allah has sent wahi and revelation to me. You go on top of the Kaaba Musharrafa and render the adhan from there. No person in the world will have this distinction again. That is what Islam does. It takes the downtrodden, the African, and whoever else and elevates them to such high ranks. Kulla yawmin huwa fi shan. That is all, mighty Allah Jalla wa Ala. So may Allah give us the understanding of the deen of Islam. Today, inshallah, 8:30 to 9, Mozahid Khan and myself will discuss the last 10 days, Laylatul Qadr, Sadaqatul Fitr, all these issues, inshallah. And then 1 to 2 will be the tafsir of the Noble Quran. And inshallah, 2 to 2:30 will be the report back our trip to Johannesburg. And inshallah, Aziz, all the programs will continue. Jima Salim Kareem, we have 10 minutes left for the sharpshoot Q&A, inshallah.
Good morning, Mufti A.K. Saab. Can you please explain the upcoming solar eclipse and the red heifers that the Jews brought in from USA to Palestine? How is this significant to Muslims, Christians, and Jews?
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Regarding the solar eclipse, regarding the lunar eclipse, Almighty Allah Jalla Wala informed us, وَمِنْ آيَاتِهِ اللَّيْلُ وَالنَّهَارُ وَالشَّمْسُ وَالْقَمَرُ. All these are the signs and symbols of Almighty Allah, the sun, the moon, the alternating of the day and the night. So Almighty Allah is showing you, only I am in control. No government, no empire, no America, no Russia, nobody else. So when I want to, I will remove that luster and radiance of the sun. I will remove the brightness of the moon. And that is Kudrat ka Karishma, the manifestation of the power and mercy of Almighty Allah. So why does Allah let this happen? Zalika yukhawwifullahu bi'ibada. Almighty Allah is warning his servants, in a split second I can demolish and decimate this entire universe. So Mustafa Rasulullah Sallallahu's time, remember that the solar eclipse took place, lunar eclipse took place, and the Master alayhi salatu salam informed the people, Muslim and non-Muslim, la li mawti ahadin wa la li hayati ahadin. This does not occur because of the death of any personality or the birth of any personality. It is the Qudrat and the power and the signs of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala, and therefore we go out and we pray and so forth. So that is the summary of the solar eclipse. Regarding the red heifer and all that, the Jutlas, now they are in a hurry, so they want to expedite matters. And what is that? They stole, and the squatters, invaders came, stole Palestine, and then they made it Israel, 1948. They stole Jerusalem in 67 and made it their eternal undivided capital. They're stealing the land of the Palestinians and others, and now they already have Eretz Israel, larger, greater Israel. Min al-Furati ila Nil, from the Euphrates River there in Iraq to River Nile there in Egypt. So you look at Iraq, we've been there in 2000, so we've been there, Euphrates River as well. So you will see that they, the Kuffar Shias, are ruling. They are the children of the Jews. In Remember the book by Allama Nobakhti, and that is Rijalul Kashi. The title of the book, Rijalul Kashi. The author, they called him by this name, so I'm just calling him by that name, Allama Nobakhti. In there, a reliable book, trustworthy book of the Kuffar Shia, is written there that the founding father of Shiaism was a Jew. So they all Kuffar and Muslim. So it suits them fine. And in Egypt, River Nile, they got their child there. ACC's mother is a Jewess, Ibnul Yahudiya, and a Pakka Murtad Shaitan Harami he also is. He couldn't come here to the BRICS conference last year. He was so frightened that our Muslim lawyers will have him arrested for war crimes and other crimes and so forth. So remember what he did to the Muslim Brotherhood and so forth. So all this is well documented, and we must know all all these things. So they say that also mission accomplished. So Palestine, no more Israel. Al-Quds al-Sharif, no more to do with Muslims, now is for them, the Jutlas. That's what they say. And third one, remember, they say we have now our expansion policy. Now the fourth one, and then it will be mission accomplished. And that is where Masjidul Aqsa is. So the back portion, where the Qubbatul Sakhra, you've been there, Muslim Kareem, so you know exactly. The Dome of the Rock, what these haramis, jutlas, and murderers call the Temple Mount. We must never call it that. So they say they want to demolish that and replace it with the third temple, Haikale Suleimani, the Temple of Solomon, but they need a major sign. So what is the major sign? In the time of Moses, Nabi Musa, alayhi salam, Moshi, as the Jutla say, they had Bakaratun Safra, the yellow cow. So now their rabbis told them, we need the Bakaratun Hamra, a red heifer, a red cow. It must be a virgin, and the hoofs and everything must be also red. And it must be 100%, not one dot must be there of any other color, and so forth. And then we will slaughter it, and that will be the sign that now we can start building the third temple, and so forth. So they can't wait. So now, you know, genetically modified things. So now they get their engineers, their scientists, and them, and they bring these heifers in. So that are the jutlas. Wamakaru, wamakarallah. The more they try to, you know, make their plots and plans, the more Allah humiliates, does disgrace them. Hamas to the rescue. Allah bless Hamas. One settler, one bullet will settle the issue. The 90%, 80% of the world stands with Hamas and Palestine now, and they no more with Israel. Israel is disgraced as a terrorist, apartheid, colonial, settler, development, and state. And the world has realized who the true murderers are, and non-Muslims. So the global narrative has changed. Inshallah, Allah will use the Hamas, the Taliban, the true Mujahideen to protect Aqsa al-Mubarak, and all these hypocrites and murtads, the Saudis, the leadership, the Emiratis, and as Egypt, Jordan, Bahrain, and Morocco, that Allah give them hidayat, guide them, otherwise they die and freck just like dogs and dispatch straight to hell, just like Kemal Ataturk of Turkey.
Mufti, I have a dog and a cat. They don't get along very well. So similarly, as soft as the Palestinians are, the dog Zionists are after their blood. Yet the world does nothing about it.
So remember, it's not from today. From the time of Nabi Musa, alayhi salatu salam, the Jutlas go read Surah Baqarah. And remember how Allah Ta'ala cursed them. They told Nabi Musa alayhi salam, idhab anta wa rabbuka faqatila inna hauna qa'idun. You Moses, you go and you tell your Allah. Imagine this arrogance and ignorance. You and your Allah and your God, you go and fight there. We are sitting here, we are spectators. So what were things they did? So hence Allah Ta'ala cursed them. It's not from now, it's from thousands of years. And therefore Almighty Allah curse them repeatedly. And go and read, brother, chapter 7, verse 167. Allah Jalla Wala mentioned this more than 1400 years ago. لَيَبْعَثَنَّ عَلَيْهِمْ إِلَىٰ يَوْمِ الْقِيَامَةِ مَنْ يَسُومُهُمْ سُوَ الْعَذَابِ. Allah will continuously punish the Jutlas and the Jews till the day of justice, whether it's Hitler, and Hitler was justified to a great extent. Don't just follow the propaganda and Hasbara, the Jutlas tell you, go read. He was against interest, he was against gay brigade, he was against homosexuality. We agree with him on that issues. And this whole 6 million is a fairy tale and fabrication, is not even 1 million Jutlas, fracked and so forth. So we must be very clear on these issues. You can't be a fool and just follow the Pied Piper. You need to sift things out. What is the truth and haq and what is batil? So remember that, but Hamas to the rescue, inshallah, and the whole global narrative has changed.
Mufti Saab, who does a sin fall upon after a person has made Tawbah? The next person brings out the sin of the person who has made Tawbah.
Remember that we should know what is Tawbah. Tawbah means to show, make repent, to be repentant and to cry to Allah for forgiveness. The problem today is, if I committed a sin privately, I must beg Almighty Allah Jalla wa Ala for forgiveness privately. If I committed the crime publicly, you close the masjids, it's a public crime. And now you tell me you made Tawbah privately, it's not acceptable. You have to make tawbah, at-tawbah to mislul hawbah. You have to make tawbah publicly and make a statement and say we were wrong and we ashamed of ourselves that we closed the masajid 5 days before the government even told us to do so and so forth. So if you say no, you made tawbah, we reject that. Because the tawbah in that case there, the repentance must be done publicly. Then we will say it's accepted and then we don't speak about it. Otherwise, we continue speaking about it and we will keep on calling you scholars for dollars.
Mufti Saab, is it true that if you don't perform salah in this world, then on the day of Qiyamah, you won't be able to make sajda to Allah and your back will get stiff?
This is in the Quran, brother. If a person is supposed to be a Muslim and he or she does not read Salat, Namaz, five-time prayer, daily, you must remember, read when they feel like, when they feel like. According to majority Sahaba and students and companions of Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that person is out of the fold of Islam and is no more a Muslim. You must remember that. Therefore, according to Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal and the Hanbali school, that person is a non-Muslim, that he can't be buried in a Muslim graveyard, his marriage is null and void, his children are haramis and illegitimate MPs. We don't pass the verdict on that, but I always mention it. And if you want a book on this, go open Kitabu Salat of Hafiz ibn Qayyim al-Jawziyyah, the celebrated student of Shaykhul Islam ibn Taymiyyah, masterpiece. We pass the verdict, he's a Muslim, but Imam Malik, Imam Shafi say he must be killed immediately. And the Hanafis say he must be imprisoned, incarcerated. So people like that who don't read Salat, read Surah Qalam, the pen, verse, the chapter number 68, chapter number 68 and verse number 42-43. Yawma yukshafu ansaq wa yud'auna ila sujood. When the day of justice come, they'll be called to make sajda. Fala yastati'un. They will not be able to perform it. You see that? So that is why Allah Ta'ala will humiliate and disgrace them. Chapter 68, verses 42-43. Barakallahu fiqh. I'm rushing for salat now. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.